I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, November 11th. Edwin Hubble gets the credit for discovering that the universe is expanding. But that finding was made possible by work done by Vesto Slipher. He was the first to measure the motions of distant galaxies, the key to Hubble's discovery. Slipher was born 150 years ago today in Mulberry, Indiana. He worked on the family farm and developed an interest in astronomy. A college professor helped him get a job as an assistant at Lowell Observatory in Arizona, where he worked for the next 5 decades. Slipher studied what were called spiral nebulae. It wasn't certain whether these pinwheels were motes of matter in the Milky Way or island universes of stars outside the Milky Way. Slipher used a technique that splits an object's light into its individual wavelengths. The object's motion shifts those wavelengths. Objects that are moving away from us are shifted to longer, redder wavelengths. Slipher found that most of the spirals were moving away from us in a hurry. He suggested the objects were far outside the Milky Way, but he couldn't prove it because he had no way to measure the distances. Hubble did measure the distances, proving that the spirals are separate galaxies. He then combined Slipher's observations with his own to show that the farther a galaxy, the faster it was moving. Later, astronomers concluded that the universe is expanding, a finding made possible, in large part, by Vesto Slipher. We have skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.